interrupt our program to bring you this important message.
I hate the morning. The only good thing that I like about the morning, if I'm even up, is a sunrise.
It's alive! It's alive! It's alive! It's alive!
I think you already know what time it is. It's 7 o'clock in the morning. Monday Morning Madness is back for, what is this now, our sixth season, our fifth season? Anyway, a lot of seasons of Monday Morning Madness, and we're back for yet another one. It's a beautiful day outside. It's Monday, September 25th. I, of course, am your host, Adam Kirchival. This, of course, is WMFO in Medford, Tufts University's best freeform radio station. There are many like it, but this one is ours. And you're listening to Monday Morning Madness. I mean, what else could you need? It's a beautiful, beautiful thing. It's going to be a gorgeous week. Oh, my gosh. We had those 4 days last week of just rain and crap and wind, and it was gray and terrible and sad. But Mother Nature said, you know what? Monday Morning Madness is coming back. Guess I got to get nice. It's beautiful outside right now. It's like 68. Perfect temperature. I wore a sweatshirt. I didn't really need one, actually. The sun's coming up. It's like this red, beautiful thing in the sky, and it's going to be nice for the rest of the week. We got highs in the 80s. It's almost October. We got highs in the 80s. The sun's going to come out. It's going to be a phenomenal, phenomenal time. So what I'm saying is you've got a lot to look forward to. But the first thing that you can look forward to on Monday Morning Madness, as with any episode of Monday Morning Madness, is, of course, the best damn music you're going to hear this early in the morning. This, of course, is the Eagles. I'm still Adam Kirchival. This is still WMFO in Medford. And this will always, always be Monday Morning Madness. So here we go, life in the fast lane. Let's get it started.
As a cruel dude, as Arcade Fire!
That, of course, is Arcade Fire there with You Already Know from, what was that, Reflector? Back in, gosh, that must have come out in 2010. Jeez. Anyway, wow, man, it feels so good to be back. I don't even know how to say it. It's a good time to be back, too, because a heck of a lot happened this summer. I mean, we got a ton of new music. We got a ton of new stuff to talk about, a ton of stuff to listen to. I don't know, What's-Her-Face is pregnant. Did we stop talking about that already? Was that Kylie Jenner? That's crazy to me because she's like 19 and that makes me feel very strange. But anyway, I guess she's not really a musician, so I don't know why we're talking about that on the radio. But geez. So Arcade Fire just released a new... They probably released everything now a couple months ago. But truth be told, I haven't had enough time to really listen to it yet and find pieces that I like to put on the radio for you. So I'm gonna do that for homework so that for next week... I can attack that album for you on the air with a little bit more intelligence. But we got new music from Lorde. We got new music from LCD Sound System. The latter is phenomenal. I can't even believe that LCD Sound System has come back to bless us with yet another album. I'm going to see them in concert on December 8th or something in Boston, and it's going to be probably the best day of my entire life. I got the album on vinyl. I was listening to it. I'm going to have to bring in the vinyl. I mean, there's nothing else that I can do. I'm going to have to bring it in and play it one of these days for you on the air, but it is so, 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 so good. And this new Lorde album, really phenomenal. When did this come out? Like June, maybe, perhaps? I remember talking about it at the end of last semester, and it was, you know, I was getting excited about it then. I mean, the singles that Lorde put out were pretty pop-centric, I guess you could say, but the rest of the album is not. There's only like three songs, kind of like Greenlight, that were kind of pop sounding. Everything else sounds like the old Lorde. I miss when Lorde was chill. Yeah, it's a really cool album. And to prove it to you, I found every single song in this album has curse words in it. So luckily, I found a radio version of this album that I can play in the air. So without further ado, for Melodrama, here's the radio edit because there's one bad word in it. Version of Sober.
Oh God, I'm clean out of air in my lungs. It's all gone. Played it so nonchalant. It's time we dance with the truth. Move along with the truth. Ooh. Hey, we're sleeping through all the days. I'm acting like I don't see every ribbon you used to tie yourself to me. But my hips have missed your hips, so let's get to know the kicks. Will you sway with me? Go astray with me. I'm queen of the weekend. Ain't a pill that could touch our rush. But what will we do when we're sober? I'm a dream with a fever. Bet you wish you could touch our rush. But what will we do when we're sober? These are the games of the weekend. We pretend that we just don't care. But we care. I'm a dream with a fever. Bet you wish you could touch our rush. But what will we do when we're sober? Oh God, I'm closing my teeth around this liquor wet lime.
Thank you.
So that was one of my obsessions over the summer. I collected all of the versions of Bésame Mucho that I could find. That was performed by Zoe, is the name of the band. But I found that after listening to Despacito about a million times on the radio, I said to myself, you know, I bet I can do a better, I can find a better song in Spanish than this one. And so I did. So I have this running playlist now of like 15 different versions of Bésame Mucho, and they're all special in their own way. But that one performed by Zoe, I find to be really, really, really good and very powerful too. It's nice that it's live. That was performed at an MTV Unplugged, which brings me to the next thing I want to talk about: the world famous Nirvana album Nevermind came out 26 years ago yesterday. Not today. I'm sorry. I wish it were today. I wish my show were on Sundays. Yeah, I know. But 26 years ago yesterday, and I was just thinking about how kind of important that group was and how important that album was, and I always have such a mixed feeling about playing Nirvana on the air because they're so, I don't know, it always, I mean, you can play Smells Like Teen Spirit, but it's, you know, everyone plays Smells Like Teen Spirit, but then you play some of their other songs and it doesn't quite feel the same to me when it's through the radio versus when I'm kind of alone listening to Nirvana. I don't know, it's I'll let you decide. And I feel like Nevermind is maybe a bit too loud to play on the radio. I mean, we're not even talking about their other albums. But since I did mention an MTV Unplugged, I figured I would give you a song from Nirvana's MTV Unplugged, which was recorded in, let's see, 1994. So that's, 23 years from now? 23 years ago is what I meant to say. Anyway, their famous cover of a David Bowie song, The Man Who Sold the World, from MTV Unplugged in New York. This is 1994 Nirvana. Enjoy.
Face to face with the man who sold the world.
Dear Prudence there, of course, by the Beatles. Those of you who have been listening to my show for a million years will know that the White Album is my favorite Beatles album of all time, so it's always nice to throw a little bit of them in there. Anyway, what time is it now? It is now 7:39 and 50 seconds. Oh man, this background music is getting loud. It's just about 7:40 in the morning. I still gotta play a PSA. They shuffled all these PSAs on me, which is kind of my favorite thing about coming back to the show at the beginning of a new semester, is that all the PSAs are new, and sometimes they look really weird. So this is gonna be a fun semester, just looking at this list already. But there's one of these PSAs, I'll probably play it, you know, in a couple weeks too, but it's called the PETA Halloween Radio PSA, which sounds like a lot of fun. And you know, it is fall, it is just about Halloween season, so maybe I'll give that one a spin. But first, a story. This weekend on Friday night, I went and I saw It, that clown movie, the Stephen King movie, and it was actually really, really good. I didn't find it to be overwhelmingly terrifying. Granted, I'm not scared of clowns. I think that if you are scared of clowns, it would be pretty much the worst movie to see. But I enjoyed the movie. It had really, really good camera work, really great visuals, and not the music, but the sounds of the movie were so, they were well done, and it was like pretty just unnerving and very tense. There were some parts of it where they had to do like gushy romantic stuff that I didn't really care for or whatever. I don't care about the plot in these kind of movies, but I think it was pretty good. But so, you know, before the clown kills people, he floats like a red balloon past them. And so I come home on Saturday night, and I come into my apartment, and my housemate is having a birthday party, which, you know, as you do. But so he's having a birthday party, and I walk upstairs, and I see all of these balloons, and all of the balloons in my house are red. They're just all these floating red balloons just sitting in my living room, and people are, like, having a party kind of ignoring the balloons, and I was like, this is probably the most terrifying thing I've ever seen, just freaked out by a bunch of red balloons in my apartment. So that was my weekend, and and here's the PETA Halloween Radio PSA, brought to you by PETA and WMFO.
It's not just at Halloween that the flesh eaters come out. Those who fancy the taste of decomposing corpses are among us all year long. See the blood on their plates, the stench of seared flesh on their bacon sandwiches, the chicken fat on their lips. Escape now! Run screaming from the curse of the meat eaters. Heart attack, cancer, stroke. Save yourself and all those animal lives. Go vegan now. Free recipes at PETA.org.
Well, you know, that was cute. It was Halloween themed. I'm not going vegan anytime soon, but, you know, you can't win them all, right? Anyway, let's see. I got room for a couple more songs before we start wrapping up. So, as promised, I got to play you something off the new LCD Sound System album. One of the, I guess, what do you release? Two singles, maybe three singles. My favorite one is called Tonight, and is kind of evokes an image that he conjured up first in Losing My Edge back in whatever that was, like 2004. So, without further ado, LCD Sound System, Back from the Dead.
Everybody sing the same song. It goes
Tonight.
I never realized
tonight.
These artists thought so much about dying. But truth be told, we all have the same end. Could make you cry. But I'm telling you, this is the best news you're getting all week. Oh sure, it's ruling the airwaves. What remains of the airwaves. And we're frankly thankful for the market psychology you're hipping us to. And all the
a nightmare, and there's nothing I can do, nothing anyone can do about this. I'm offering you a chance to get even.
Substitution, mass confusion, clouds inside your head.
course, there is The Cars with Bye Bye Love. Here on Monday Morning Madness on WMFO in Medford, I'm still Adam Kurgeville. Hasn't changed. It's 7:53 right now. The show's just about wrapping up. I've got one more song ready for you, but I just want to say thanks for tuning in. As usual, I mean, I'll be back here next week, of course. Same time, same place, 7 to 8 in the morning. My favorite thing about this is that no one ever wants this slot. A lot of people get stressed out when we plan our slots for each semester on WMFO. We pick our top 10 choices for times, and then we give it to the powers that be, and they actually decide the times for us. But that's never, it's very stressful for some people. Never for me, because no one else ever wants 7 to 8 a.m. on Monday mornings. But here I am, and here I will be. So, once again, thanks for tuning in. I hope you guys have a great week. It's going to be beautiful and sunny, so soak it all in while it lasts, okay? And remember, you're listening to Monday Morning Madness on Tufts University's freeform radio station, WMFO in Medford. I'm Adam Kurgeville, and this is Bob Dylan.
Once upon a time, you dressed so fine, threw the bumps of dime in your prime. Then you, people call, say beware doll, you're bound to fall. You thought they were all kidding you. You used to laugh about everybody that was hanging out. Now you don't talk so loud. Now you don't seem so proud about having to be scrounging your next meal. How does it feel? How does it feel to be without a home? Like a complete unknown. Like a lonely, but you know you only used to get juiced in it. Nobody's ever taught you how to live out on the street, and now you're gonna have to get used to it. You say you never compromise with the mystery tramp, but now you realize he's not selling it. As you stand to the vacuum of his eyes and say, do you want to make a deal? Let other people get your kicks for you. You used to ride on a chrome horse with your diplomat, who carried on his shoulder a Siamese cat. Ain't it hard when you discover that he really wasn't where it's at? After he took from you everything he could steal. How does it feel? better take your diamond ring. You better pawn it, babe. You used to be so amused at Napoleon in rags and the language that he used. Go to him now, he calls you, you can't refuse.